Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery, Terry speaking. Oh, Marion, hi. It's so funny. I'm actually just typing a letter about John. That's spooky, isn't it? Anyway, how can I help you? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I left a message. I don't know if you listened to it, just about the admission times. So, of course, the hospital said, oh, can he be there at 10? Mr. Ross said 12. So, I'd say get there before 12, but you don't go in at 10 o'clock because he will be sitting there for a while. So perhaps go in about 11 o'clock. All right. But if they ask you, say I said 10, but you're just running late. So I don't get into trouble. But he's sort of due, if you follow the list through, because he's last, he's due to be operated on at 12:15, but they're never ever on time. Okay. So David said 12, knowing it's probably going to be more like, 1:30 or something before they start. So if you get there, after 11, yeah. I mean, they said 10. He'd be sitting there all day if it was 10 o'clock. So there's all right. Yeah, all right. Okay. And has he got any other questions or you're all right with all of that? Good morning. Was it? So let me see. Hang on, I'll just go. Let me go to tomorrow. So, oh, okay, Mr. Ramati. Yeah, so what was his, because I'm just one, two, three. Because I think your procedure, I think we've allowed. No, yeah, it's a 90-minute procedure, and normally they're about, I don't know what he's charged, but normally anaesthetists are about, if you're not insured, $800 an hour. So his total fee should be around 1200. What's he charged you as an out of pocket? Is that 500? Yeah, I know. The likes of Wilga have long gone, I'm afraid, John, sadly. And I know David sort of had an issue with Frankston Anaesthetics because we weren't quoting high enough. They all wanted to charge more, and but I think they've all put their fees up over the years. And we don't have a lot of control over it, so yeah, it's you're paying more out of pocket for the anaesthetist and the surgeon, which is sort of a bit crazy, but yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the surgeons have more overheads too, because they have all their, that, and they've got to find the patients for the anaesthetists. The anaesthetists don't have to drum up the business. They just sort of latch on to a surgeon. Look, that we can't, it's one of those things, and all I can say is that, that you ring the rooms and say, hey, this is a lot out of pocket. Can you reduce it? I'm struggling, or it's something like that. I don't know. And do your best to. Yes, I know. No. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe call the rooms. I know the lady there. I've spoke. Colleen is the lady in charge, I think, at at that Casey Anesthetics, and look, she always seems very pleasant. So maybe just, yeah, Colleen's her name. Yeah, Colleen, yes, Colleen. So just, yeah, and just say, look, Mr. Ross's, always kept his fee really low for me. I'm hoping that you can, do, yeah, good luck. Well, officially 12:15, but they're never on time. The hospital has asked me to ask you to come in at 10 o'clock, but I said to Marion, maybe just come in at 11. But if they say anything, why are you here an hour late? Just say, oh, if you just, you're running late. Sorry, don't blame me though. It's our little secret. Just say, oh, I know, but traffic was bad, and oh, I had to do this first. Or anyway, they won't say that. Just say you're here for your appointment. Because yes. Oh, well, you walked. I walked today. All right. Okay, and I hope you're not sitting there for too long, John. Okay. All right. All the best. Good luck with that. Okay. All right. Take care. Bye. Bye.